Hi, I'm Jen, and welcome back to The Daily Dose. Today we're going to discuss hope, and we're going to ask, what is the source of our hope? And to do that, we're going to look at Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. So let's read those. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So as I sat and pondered this passage, one of the first things that struck me is, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. And so what came to me is that feeling of anticipation when we're waiting for something. And there's the good anticipation when we're waiting for something exciting to come in the mail, or we're waiting for a baby to be born. There's also the anticipation of waiting for a call from the doctor, getting a test result. And that anticipation is causing us to look towards something for hope. And so it's really easy to say, if I have this, then I'll be whole. Or if I have this, then I will be okay. And so it calls us to question, what is our what ifs to be okay? And in this passage, it's very clear to tell us that God is the source of our hope. And I think in this time, it's very important to remember that. I think it's easy for us to say, if this person becomes elected, we'll be okay. Or if this voice is heard, it's going to be okay. And so I think it's very, we have to take a step back and say, what really is our source of hope? And what's interesting in these verses, in the first few verses, it's a my commute, like my verbiage. So my soul waits, he is my source of hope, my salvation. And then from that becomes an exhortation to where he is so secure in his hope, he's calling to people. He says, trust him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And so he's saying to the people, at all times, God is faithful. At all times, God is secure. And so there is never a moment that we cannot trust and put our hope in him. So the question shouldn't be, what if I get this test result? It should be, what if then God? God will always prove to be something that is able to be hoped for, and he will never let us down.